Open public participation. The time is 7:02. We have several people that are going to speak this evening, and we're going to have to share with you that you will have 3 minutes to speak. The first person that we have up to speak today is Ray Smith.
Good evening, Council. Ray Smith, 107 Martin Luther King Drive, apartment 103 in New Britain. I come before you tonight to urge you guys to do a favorable decision as far as the Atlantic League coming to New Britain. I was a Rockett fan for the last 2 years, but I am not going to be a Yard Goat fan. I don't even go to Hartford during the day, love mine at night. And I just ask you guys to please accept it. That way I have a place to go at night to watch baseball games. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person that we have up to speak is William Vasquez.
Hello.
William, if you could state your name and address.
William Vasquez, 90 Knollwood Drive.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm William Vasquez, Senior Patrol Leader for Boy Scout Troop 75. I would like to thank Mayor Aaron Stewart and the Common Council for allowing us to present our proposal here tonight. The U.S. Flag Code states that the flag, when it is in such condition that it is no longer a fitting emblem for display, should be destroyed in a dignified way, preferably by burning. Thus, when a flag is torn and tattered beyond repair, it is time for it to be retired. Troop 75 would like to set up a collection box here in City Hall for those American flags that need to be retired. We would like to discuss this with the appropriate departments here in City Hall, a place where the container may be left for collection. Thank you for hearing our request.
Thank you. The next person that we have up to speak is Kathy Amenta.
Hi, I'm Kathy Amenta. I live at 20 New Hampshire Drive in New Britain. I'm here to complain the traffic that has been built up its max on Black Rock Avenue causes trucks hired by the Rock Quarry in Plainville. They are using Black Rock as a throughway. These trucks run all hours of the day. The trucks are loud, they're noisy, their engine brakes. They hit a pothole and it sounds like a gun went off. They speed. Trucks are use Black Rock 24/7. At 2 o'clock, I got up and went to a car and couldn't sleep. I followed the trucks, over 12 trucks. They take exit 7 off of 72 East and West, Corbin's Avenue to Black Rock and to the Rock Quarry in Plainville, and back using Black Rock to the highway to New Britain. Please, this has to stop. Black Rock is parallel from the highway. They should be using the highway in Plainville. Black Rock Avenue is a residential area. It's not a commercial. It's keeping me up all hours and becoming a health issue. The trucks hired by the Rock Quarry in Plainville need to use the highway entrance and exit that was put in for them, which is a commercial road. It's less than a quarter of a mile from the Rock Quarry. I can't see you, the board, or the traffic department saying this is legal to have this use the residence area. It's disturbing the peace at all hours 24/7. Plainville Rock Quarry and the truck drivers are not paying road tax to New Britain. Please, as a taxpayer of New Britain, to help stop the trucks hired by the Rock Quarry in Plainville using Black Rock Avenue as a throughway, and to start the trucks using the highway that is in Plainville. I hope you could help me and the people in Plainville, Black Rock. They could use 84 East and West and 94 and Route 9. Everything's there for them, and they should be using that highway. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person that we have up to speak is Gary Szczynski.
Hello, my name is Gary Szczynski, and I live on 164 Kensington Avenue. I'd like to take this opportunity to address the council tonight of a safety concern on our residential street. I'm voicing the concerns for residents on Kensington Avenue, Welsh, and Clinic Drive. We are proposing a three-way stop sign on Kensington Avenue and Welsh Street. Too many near misses and accidents on this street that harbors a sidewalk, bus stop, many residential driveways, children on bicycles, and elderly pedestrians. We don't want to wait till somebody gets killed by an avoidable accident that a stop sign can help prevent. Thank you.
Thank you. And the final person that we have up to speak is Daniel Feligno.
Daniel Feligno, 339 Black Rock Avenue, New Britain. Mrs. Amenta said it all about the traffic. We've been on Black Rock for 30 years, and this past year is just tremendous. You have to sleep with the air conditioner on. You can't have your windows open from April till November. And what they've done, I've noticed, they don't use the exit to get on to 84 in Plainville. Now it's all directed to come down Black Rock Avenue. And it's just, and we get it both ways. Because when they put in Lowe's, they cut the exit, that's where 84 lumber, they shut that off and they made it go past. So now everybody comes down Corbin Avenue to get through Plainville. And now the trucks are following through. I don't know if the town has stopped the trucks from using that exit when they fill their trucks up with the asphalt to go whatever they're doing at nighttime, and they're just coming out Black Rock and speeding. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the last person that we had signed up to speak for public participation this evening. Is there anyone else that would like to address the council this evening? Is there anyone else that would like to address the council this evening? Come up.
Good evening. My name is Bruce Miller. I'm a resident of 20 New Hampshire Drive, and it's a little bit repetitious, but I'd like to address the same issue that has just been spoken about. I've been at New Hampshire Drive for 25 years. And it's the same story. When they initially did the highway exits, traffic went down a little bit, but lately it's just nonstop. They speed, they use engine brakes excessively. We have asked for it to be designated a no engine brake zone, just as it is on the Plainville side. It would be nice if we could get that, at least it would cut some of the noise. But it's also dangerous. There is no enforcement of the speed limit there. The trucks barrel along, and then they hit the engine brakes as they get into the S-curve. As the others have stated, it's very dangerous, and it just makes living there, you know, a living hell. Thank you.
Thank you. And before we close public participation, is there anyone else that would like to address the council this evening? Come on.
Good evening, my name is Frank Oloke. I live on 8 Lyon Street, and I'm here regarding the amendment for public trash receptacles pickup. I'm having a neighbor that lines up the whole front of my property with his pails. He has plenty of room, but he refuses to use it in front of his own property. I was hoping amendment could be added to the statute regarding the receptacle pickup. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to close public participation. I'm going to say it one more time. Is there anyone else that would like to address the council before we close? I am going to close public participation. The time is 7:12. Are there any council members that would like to? Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I just wanted to, and I did have a brief discussion with Ms. Menta earlier, the gentleman who asked with regards to the no engine brakes, that did go before the Board of Police Commissioners. It was approved at the Board of Police Commissioners, and I'll follow up on the status on getting those signs up. So those should be coming up on the street. I would agree that probably the closure, which is what I mentioned earlier to the Alderwoman, that the closure of where Waxy O'Connor is now and for the new Lowe's probably is adding to that, but there should be no reason that they can't re-enter the highway. They'd be able to go in either direction from, you know, the Plainville side. So and I asked the chief, I know the chief is here, to potentially put some monitoring in place with regards to that strip in Black Rock and the trucks and speeding and such, so that we can see if we can raise your quality of life there. In addition to the gentleman who mentioned the garbage pails, the alderman did put in, Alderman Giantoni, I believe, is sponsoring a resolution that will go before committee and then come back to the council with regards to your request. So, thank you.
Oh, we want to thank everybody that came out to speak this evening, and our council meeting will open up shortly.